This is Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of Lamentations now. We just finished the entire book of Jeremiah, and now we're into Lamentations, and we're going into the second chapter, if you'd like to follow along, the second chapter. And let's begin how the Lord has covered the daughter of Zion with a cloud in his anger. He has cast from heaven to earth the glory of Israel, and has not remembered his footstool in the day of his anger. The Lord has swallowed up, he has not spared, all the habitations of Jacob. In his wrath he has thrown down the strongholds of the daughter of Judah. He has brought them down to the ground. He has profaned the kingdom and its princes. In fierce anger, he has cut off all the strength of Israel. He has drawn back his right hand from before the enemy, and he has burned in Jacob like a flaming fire consuming round about. He has bent his bow like an enemy. He has set his right hand like an adversary, and slain all that were pleasant to the eye in the tent of the daughters of Zion. He has poured out his wrath like fire. The Lord has become like an enemy. He has swallowed up Israel. He has swallowed up all its palaces. He has destroyed its strongholds and multiplied in the daughter of Judah. Mourning and moaning. And he has violently treated his tabernacle like a garden booth. He has destroyed his appointed meeting place. The Lord has caused to be forgotten the appointed feast and Sabbath in Zion, and he has despised king and priest in the indignation of his anger. The Lord has rejected his altar. He has abandoned his sanctuary. He has delivered into the hand of the enemy the walls of her palaces. They have made a noise in the house of the Lord, as in the day of the appointed feast. The Lord determined to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion. He has stretched out a line. He has not restrained his hand from destroying, and he has caused rampant and wall to lament. They have languished together. Her gates have sunk into the ground. He has destroyed and broken her bars. Her king and her princes are among the nations. You know, this, you could write Ichabod across the church door. It wouldn't be the magnitude of what God has done here. King Solomon's temple, here called God's tabernacle in verse 6. And meeting place in Jerusalem represented God's presence with the people. 1 Kings 8, 1 to 11. The temple was the central place of worship. Its destruction symbolizes God's rejection of his people that no longer lived among them. And our place of worship is not as important to God as our pattern of worship, actually. A church building may be beautiful, but if its people don't sincerely follow God, the church is nothing. It's just nothing but wood, hay, and stubble. It's going to just be destroyed. The people of Judah, despite their beautiful temple, had rejected in their daily lives what they proclaimed in the worship rituals. Thus their worship had turned into a mocking. lie. When you worship, you're saying words you don't really mean? Is that the way it is? Do you pray for help you don't really believe in will come? Do you express love for God you don't really have? Earnestly seek God and catch a fresh vision of His love and care? Worship wholeheartedly. That's the important thing. God says, seek me while I may be found. Seek God while He may be found. And find Him while He's near. Otherwise, you may not find God at all. Seek Him while you can seek Him. Because you may come to the point where you can't even seek Him any longer. And God looks and seeks for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth, not in some practice of repeatedly traditional garbage. Oh, we got to pray. It's 4 o'clock, or it's 3 o'clock, or no. Or, you know, point yourself to Mecca. It's all a bunch of hogwash. These people that demand a worship, a place to worship, or play, and get out in the street and to be seen of men is a bunch of hogwash. Traditional, it is a bunch of garbage. If you think that you have to get out there in the street and bow down on a rug and point yourself toward Mecca, it is a big bunch of garbage, religious garbage, junk. I don't even have a word for it. Jesus said, if you want to pray, if you truly want to pray, go into your closet and pray to God between you and Him. Don't pray to be seen of men and wear long robes and think you're something you're not. This, I don't even, it's beyond my imagination how someone has to put aside a special prayer room for someone, for a Muslim, because they have to come in and pray. No, it is garbage. If you want to pray, go into your closet like Jesus said and pray to God in secret. Don't go to some place and then demand a place to pray just to be seen of men. That's all it is. It's religious garbage. It couldn't be worse. It is antichrist is what it is. When you have to demand to be out in the street praying and to be seen of men, and demanding that the traffic stop just for you to pray. Could you imagine Jesus doing that? Stopping all the traffic, getting out there in the middle of the streets of Jerusalem and praying? No. He looked up and He prayed at midnight. He prayed to the Father. He did not demand a place with a long robe out there in the streets of Jerusalem and point Himself toward Mecca. No, He didn't. I'm telling you, folks, the biggest bunch of garbage is trying to take over your cities, your towns, and your nation. Demanding a place to pray out there in the street, when all the time Jesus said, you want to pray, go into your closet. Don't be put on a big long robe to be seen of men out there in the street, on the streets. They want to pray out in the public so they can be seen of men, Jesus said. This is antichrist. That's what it is. It is a glory hog religion, is what it is. A demand to have glory to themselves. This has got to stop. separation of church and state is not supplying some newfangled religious cult with a place to pray out in the street. This is garbage. This is junk. This is no good whatsoever. This has to be banned, folks. You can't interrupt traffic to pray. If you want to pray, go into your own closet and pray. Don't demand a place out there to pray. This religion is Antichrist. Islam is Antichrist. They don't recognize Christ. They don't recognize the triune God. They don't recognize the God of Christianity. They don't recognize, they say that Allah is some type of all-powerful God. I would challenge that thought. It's not Elohim. It's not the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I can assure you, because the God of the Bible is a triune God. Jesus Christ is his name. Yahshua HaMashiach. Yahshua is God, and he is Christ. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. Same in the beginning with God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He is the Creator. He is the God of the universe. And Jesus is his name. They don't recognize your Christian faith. They think it's garbage. They are Antichrist. Write it down, mark it down, because that is the truth, folks. When you demand to be seen of men to pray, there's something seriously wrong with your religion. You can't demand a place to pray and go out in the street corners and pray. It is a religion of glory hogs, and it's not a true worship of God. I can guarantee it, folks. I guarantee it. Let's read on. He has cast from heaven to earth the glory of Israel and has not remembered his footstool. Can you imagine that? He has not remembered his footstool. He has not remembered the people of his pasture. Four powerful symbols and sources of security were lost. The protection of the gates, the leadership of the king and the princes, the guidance of the law, and the vision of the prophets. With those four factors present, the people were lulled into a false sense of security and felt comfortable in their sin. But after each was removed, the people were confronted with the choice of repenting and return to God, or continuing on this path of suffering. They lost it all. They lost it all. And the reality soon came to their minds of what God was doing. He was destroying their worship of idols in order to get them back. The law is no more. Also, her prophets find no vision from the Lord. When everything's gone, there's nothing left. Nothing left but a false sense of security. And they all went into exile, and their home, their homes, their temple, everything was destroyed. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, let us not ever get to that point of not realizing that we have been lulled into a false sense of security, and now we're sleeping sleeping while we're awake, thinking we're right. We may be wrong. We could be wrong. Help us to realize it. We receive you, Christ, as Lord and Savior. We receive you into our lives. We receive your blood, which is the only thing that can save us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Go to our website, krciradio.com. krciradio.com. Shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. Write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.